grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, neighbor.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Starley from The Hemp Store.
G'day.
How's it going?
Kia ora, very well.
It's always great to see you, mate.
Oh yeah, cheers.
Now
cheers.
Risking
my life coming here always. The bloody hell and
the
rain and the cold.
I went out maybe an hour ago. My front light on my bike fell off last night and smashed to smithereens on the ground, so I had to go get a new one from T. White's Bikes, shout out.
Good on you.
Today. But the second I left here, poured with rain. Freezing cold rain, and I was like, damn you. Damn you, Jack Frost, or whoever the weather person is up there in the sky.
We're not promoting
Mother Nature.
Well, but it's exhilarating. No, I love it. It's exhilarating. Yeah. And a bit of a workout. And, this time of year, middle of winter and things, that kind of stuff. But it comes around. We're almost at July. Mm. What is July? It's dry July.
Yes.
And for those of us in the cannabis community, it's high and dry July.
Okay.
Somewhat easier to have a dry July if you're high.
Yes.
But anyway, that might defeat the purpose. But anyway, it does tie in. It's just in time for the dry July, which starts in a couple of days. But in the no surprises department, the drug ranked as causing the most harm in New Zealand, according to a study from Otago University published this week in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. Well, it's not meth, it's not cannabis, it's not opiates, it's alcohol.
Yes, the worst and, for you. Number one sort of cancer-causing thing, which is the terrifying thing.
It is. It is. And so widespread, you know, widely used and things. Huge amount of coverage over the last sort of day or two on all our media. Mm. Stuff had a particularly good one. And they noted, this is the first time that this is actually, you know, it might be no surprise to us and that kind of thing. And it has been, these studies have been done around the world, but this is the first time they've done it in New Zealand.
Yes.
Done it here, and done it for our kind of rates of use and what's going on here. And the first time, apparently, that it's included youth in the study. Daily Mail, good old Daily Mail, the results will shock you! ! Was what they said. Stuff said it may surprise some. A little bit more measured.
So it was a combo of harm to self and harm to overall population.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah. Harm to people around them, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting, this was Rose Crossan, Otago Department of Population Health Study co-author, said alcohol wasn't ranked most harmful because it's the most widely used, but ranked most harmful because of its association with a huge number of diseases, cancers, psychological disorders, medical conditions, blah, blah, blah. Also causes lots of harm to others, to those who use it, including their families, friends, communities, wider society. So I don't want to be too much of a downer on it. And you know, especially, you know, noting other segments of the show, of course.
Yes, totally.
Alcohol can, of course, be used responsibly.
Yes.
And is by a lot of people. But,
of course.
This is what I guess is the time for self-reflection. Is overall, they say it is causing the most harm out of any drug, more than meth.
Yeah.
And you know, the synthetic opioids and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Synthetic cannabinoid, or methyl is number 2, synthetic cannabinoid is number 3, tobacco number 4. Cannabis came in at number 9, bizarrely, I thought, sandwiched between prescription opioids and solvents and fuels.
How did solvents and fuels come in as less harmful than cannabis?
I questioned that too.
This is the combo, though. This is the combo of factors, harm to self and harm to others. If you look at the chart, harm to self for solvents and fuels is a far bigger proportion on the graph. Compared to cannabis.
Yeah, and very full-on harms to self for that kind of thing. Blowing up, death. Yeah, it is interesting. I'm presuming it's weighted to use and things as well. So that might have shifted, you know, put alcohol certainly the number one drug in terms of use, and that would have kept it up there. Mm-hmm. But cannabis being the number two drug, and yet it's ranked at number nine. So, you know, it shows you the relative harms even from that. The least harmful in the scale were kava, LSD and nitrous.
Oh.
It's a lovely combo.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. This study, funded by the Health Research Council, according to One News, it was a panel of 23 experts, and they used this decision-making process where they assigned a score, like you said, harm to the user, harm to others, societal harms. It includes mortality, damage, crime, injury, all these sorts of things as well.
Yes.
And it actually mirrors, or it used, I should say, a framework developed by Professor David Nutt in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And way back in 2010, this made global headlines when he used to be the main drug policy advisor to the UK government.
Yeah.
And their ranking put alcohol ahead of heroin, and that made a lot of headlines. And here we have it,
again,
the study's done the same.
In New Zealand.
Yeah. The other co-author, Professor Joe Bowden, he said the findings show there's a mismatch between the legal status and harm.
Okay.
No surprise there either.
Yes.
But he did note that some Class A drugs, while some are very harmful, others cause very little harm.
Yes.
And of course, you'd be looking at Hello LSD there in the
LSD
Class
and
A.
LSD and mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah, and there we have it in that ranking, you know. Yeah. Was it second or third from the bottom kind of thing?
Yeah.
So Bowden also pointed out, and again, no surprise to listeners here, a significant proportion of drug harm arises from the legal status of the drug rather than the drug itself. This can cause harms to the user, such as loss of employment, relationships, housing, as well as harms to others. And he urged, we need to reconsider our policy settings to reduce overall harm.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And on that topic, though, and I don't know if this was just coincidence or timing, but it was actually UN Anti-Drug Day, International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Traditionally, this was last Friday, countries around the world, particularly of a certain ilk, have marked the day by shooting and hanging people in public squares. They tend to be like former states of the Soviet Union and China, places like that. That kind of thing, in Iran, you know, that kind of thing does still happen to an extent, but the UN itself, a bit like with USA, kind of like changing their tune, being instigators, and now actually, you know, pretty much legal in most places now.
Yep.
So the UN Human Rights Commission used the day to actually issue a statement calling for an end to the war on drugs, and called on member states to change their laws, update them, and get away from all this punitive sanctions and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. Speaking of change of heart, though, and literally change of heart, it was the Heart Foundation had a change of heart. This is going back to the alcohol thing. They had previously said, you know, a bit of alcohol every day is probably good for you.
Yeah.
And in line with this report, actually nothing to do with the report, but they've actually, again, coincidental, they've last couple of days said actually no amount is healthy.
It's not the case anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately.
None is the best.
Yeah, stick to weed, unfortunately. Yeah. So, and back to that UN Day. So here, we mark this as what's called Support Don't Punish Day. And on this occasion, I think this was last Friday, Drug Foundation called for urgent action to prevent drug overdose deaths. And they released this report. News Hub covered it, if you want to look it up, showing that overdoses have gone up to 171 in 2021, latest year of stats. I'm not sure if that actually includes alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it does, and but certainly most of it, they're saying most of them are linked to opioids here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I would just say actually most people's most common
opioids
experience
in New Zealand, really.
Yeah. Well, in terms of these deaths, or certainly, you know, it might just be how it's recorded, because most people's experience of an overdose is alcohol, getting a hangover, blacking out, vomiting. You know, those sorts of experiences are, you know, scarily close to dying. So, you know, do be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to a nice little cocktail and having it responsibly.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yes.
But anyway, so the foundation's plan, they said, well, there should be an overdose prevention centre right here in Auckland, a model for supervised consumption, and what I liked, engaging meaningfully with communities of people who use drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, and I would fully agree with this too, and I quote, repeal the Mississippi Drugs Act 1975, replace it with a policy that decriminalises personal use and establishes an evidence-based framework for regulating substances in a risk-proportionate manner.
Mm-hmm. Common sense.
It sounds pretty good, eh?
Yep.
I'd go with that.
Now, we've got a few more stories here, Chris. Are we heading to Thailand? Are we heading to the Pacific? Or what's...
What should we do? Well, yeah, let's... there was just a quick one on Thailand, and that's that there was a story in Al Jazeera saying Thailand's cannabis lovers face come down. They love these sorts of headlines. Amid legalization U-turn. And they note, you know, that they only legalized it last year. There's 1,000 dispensaries in Bangkok alone now.
Yeah.
But last month's general election, the former opposition party is now in the front row with the most votes.
Yeah.
That is Peter Lim Jarwanat's Move Forward Party. They're actually the most liberal in parliament, which you'd think, well, that shouldn't be a problem. But they said, no, it's gone too far. We want to just make it medical only and reined it in. But it's now, you know, billions of dollars of industry. The military that kind of, you know, semi-rule Thailand, they're actually right into it because it's bringing so much money into the country.
Okay.
And crucially, though, to form a governing coalition, he still needs the support of the former Minister of Health, Anutin, and he's the guy that brought in the law in the first place, and he has said he won't support any government that repeals the law.
Okay.
So you got all the stuff sounding familiar, eh, to our sort of coalition stuff. I'm just hoping that we end up with an election like this too, where cannabis ends up being a central policy.
Ah, it's cash for it. It's tax dollars, people.
The government or not, you know? Come on.
It's cash, guys. Think about it, government.
It's what's been happening in Australia. You know, they're getting legalised cannabis MPs in the thing there. So let's just quickly cover and cover. And that's that. I thought this was quite interesting. It's actually being studied at the University of Waikato as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And... they're going to do these clinical trials, and it's going to first go out to first responders, correction staff, and military personnel who have seen combat. Bloody hell. And it's going to be part of, you know, the traditional setting of Talanoa, which is open and respectful dialogue accompanying the kava use.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expecting some good things from that. So, and actually get some solid research behind it, which would be very good. Lastly then, shall we end on this? And that's because it was Glasto last weekend. Fatboy Slim, and this was in The Guardian, and good on him. He used the opportunity behind the mic or whatever he does, and he said, and he criticised the government for effectively blocking pill testing at festivals there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's joined in with this cross-party group of MPs over there saying you're actually putting people's health at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And good on them for using that that stage, literally, to draw attention to that. Not such an issue here, of course. We're a bit ahead of them, which is bloody good.
Mm-hmm.
There are still a few issues with that. When it's not done and dusted, you know, there's an issue of resourcing for the people that do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the issue of their under-capability or lack of capability to test herbal products and medical cannabis extracts and things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people in the countryside or rural communities don't really have the same access as someone who can come into the hemp store every month and get your stuff checked there. So, you know, having like a mail order service, which is actually not permitted under the current rules, but, you know, it should be. So there should be some sort of mail order thing where people can get all their bits and bobs tested. But speaking of which, next Thursday at the hemp store, that's our next one, is from 3 till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Drug Foundation will be there with their machine that goes ping, and you can bring your mystery crystals or your, unfortunately, probably not your herbal cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it should be, but it's for everything else anyway. The more harmful stuff.
Of course.
Maybe even your fuels and solvents.
Yes, that's petrol.
Stay off that. Yes, jeez. That's...
Now, hey, Chris, what else is happening at the hemp store? Any new products? Any cool rolling papers?
We've got a bunch of new vapes in. We've got the rose papers, which are the big thing in the States now. Did I say vapes? We've got a few bit of that. And, lots of bits and bobs. A few more hemp foods and various balms and body cares. That's always good to see, have these local products being made.
Yep.
There's a new sleep aid from the South Island, extracted from hemp, sleep drops. So that's been getting some good feedback too. And but actually next, the following Thursday, that's two Thursdays away, is Matariki.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So K-Road's going to be doing some big things then. And as will we. And we'll have the terpene drink guys there, Terps & Co. They're going to have some giveaways and things. So
this one.
Get into it.
All right, Chris. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. Everyone, go ahead and check out the hemp store online or up on K-Road.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.